after having said this idea of being muchanim leTorah and leMitzvos, as the explanation of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakri says Yisrael, the Maral Miprag is moisif another nekuda, and he says that when it says Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say leZakri, says HaAdam. It's a very dakistic diuk, and I imagine that if one wanted to, one could say that it's lav dafka, but he insists that leZakri as Yisrael refers to Klal Yisrael. In other words, here Balahem Torah Mitzvahs means to the totality of Yisrael. It was a zchutz, meaning that ba'ofen klali, what is a zchutz, might be ba'ofen prati, to a specific yachid, a difficulty, because he can't handle it. His yetzahara is too strong, or whatever. So this is what he says: ki afim hoya yoseh toiv la'odam ha'prati shelo yiyah loy harbe mitzvahs, avo lichlal Yisrael kvar amarnu l'malo b'perek aleph ki klal Yisrael muchanim u'mesugolim la'toira. So this is what the Maral Miprag is saying, that even if you will insist that the Yochid might not be able in any particular individual case to handle the entire oil of mitzvahs, nevertheless, for the Tzibur B'chlolusai, it is in fact a tremendous zuchus. I want to point out in this context something that we did not discuss in the past. Everyone knows that there are two parshiyos in Kriya Shema that are Kabbalas Oil. The first one is called Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The second one is Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs. And the Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs is obviously something different than Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim. So in what sense is it different? In other words, Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs, now somebody would ask me, without any inspiration from Chazal, from Mefarshim, but Stam, if somebody is asked to look at these two parshiyos, the way they are written in the Torah, and asks me, what's the chiluk between parsha number one and parsha number two? So I would answer right away, the chiluk is pashut. Parsha number one does not have one word of schar v'yoinish in it. That's the chiluk. In other words, the second parsha, v'hoya im shamaya, is talking about consequences. And the first parsha doesn't tell you anything about consequences. It just tells you what you have to do. Nevertheless, when it comes to the explanations of Chazal, which are repeated by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, there's a different hasoga. There's a different sense of the distinction between the two. So Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim doesn't have the Schar V'Einish element, and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs happens to have the Schar V'Einish element. It's very interesting. And the reason they say that is because the beginning is V'Hoyom Shema Tishmu El Mitzvah Sai Asher Anoichi. Now, very interesting. If you continue in that parsha, the parsha doesn't stop there. It says, O Mitzvah Sai Asher, continue, Hayom La'ahava Es Hashem Elokeichem U'lo'avdo B'chol Levavchem U'v'chol Nafshechem V'nasati Mitaratzechem. So it's Tishmeru Es Mitzvah Sai. Which Mitzvah Sai? La'ahava. So we're right back to the Ahavta. And is that the only mitzvah? What about all the other mitzvahs? So obviously, we are not reading the first pasuk correctly if we are saying that the only mitzvah that we are talking about is Avas Hashem. In Tishmeru Es Mitzvaysai, Taryag, and I would even add all the Rabbonins, the Takonis and Gzeris, and everything, the whole list. La Avas Hashem Elokeichem U'lo'avdo B'chol Levavchem. In other words, it's a modality. How should you keep the mitzvahs? What is the madrega of which you keep the mitzvahs? Because there's avoda me'ava and there's avoda me'ira. So we want maximum. Le'avas Hashem aleikechem ul'avdoi b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Very interesting, it doesn't say b'chol mi'edchem. Mefarshim asked that question, there are different terutzim. One of the most famous terutzim is that when you're speaking to the yochid, because the first parasha is v'loshin yochid, v'ahavto, Eis Hashem Elokecha, you singular, and there it says u'l'avdo b'chol levavchem, plural, tishme'u, plural. The yochid can handle b'chol mi'edchem with his might and main, with all of his possessions. He can give away everything, but that's for yechidei skula. And the tzibur from Klal Yisrael, you can ask levavchem, you can ask nafshechem, you can ask mi'edchem. It's an amazing idea. But the concept of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is obviously different than Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And how we're supposed to be mekabel the mitzvahs, b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshechem, fine, with Avas Hashem, fine, tzavoy de me'ava. But why is there a separate parsha altogether of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, And why in the parish of Kabbalah's own mitzvahs is mentioned Schar V'Yoynesh, and in Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemaim is not mentioned Schar V'Yoynesh? No.
So this topic, Bli Neder, we will talk about next Monday.
That's a parsha b'fnei atzma. And I'd like,
we will discuss it because it requires an iyun b'fnei atzma. But one thing I will tell you right now, this idea of Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs, the idea of Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs in the plural, that's what I wanted to get from that at this moment. B'negeya de Maharal. In the plural is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvah. In the singular is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim. And I'll tell you that the Maharal fits in perfectly to this idea.
Number one, if you look at the mitzvahs, you immediately realize that Taryat does not belong to any particular individual. It's not even Shaykh. Because what's for Kahanim cannot be for Leviim, what's for Leviim and Kahanim cannot be for Yisraelim, and vice versa. What's for men is not for women necessarily, and vice versa. And what is in Eretz Yisrael is not B'chutz Laretz, and vice versa. There are many in Yonim that are unique to time and place and individual. When you take... Yeah, you have halachas only for one person, for the melech.
That's correct. So you have in the tapestry of Klal Yisrael, in the totality of Klal Yisrael, Taryag mitzvahs. Kabbalah's own mitzvahs is in the plural,
because it has to be the whole of Klal Yisrael, but it's much deeper than that. I'm getting already into the Schar V'Yoynesh.
I didn't want to, but it's pulling me in.
We have a very big Yisrael. Tzadik V'Raloi is something we will never understand. Meshu Rabbeinu asked, Haydiyenina, Es Drachecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says,
no.
And Tzadik V'Raloi, Rosh V'Toivloi, we do not understand. Madua Derech Rishoim Tzalecha. Comes a parsha and it says, "Im toivu ushmatem tuva aretz teichelu, vim tamoanu umerisem cherif tuuklu." Black and white. What's this so hard to understand? So how does a tzaddik get involved in this? And how is a rasha b'shalva? It says, "V'hoyim shemaya tishmu" in our parsha and repeated 100 times. Bahar b'chukaisai is full of it in the teichacha. The positive and the negative. If you listen, wonderful. If not, Rachmana Litzlan. Parshas Kisava. If you listen, wonderful. If not, Rachmana Litzlan. How do you reconcile that? What happened to Tzadik V'Ra'la Rosh V'Toyble that we don't understand? It says B'Feirish. Mipnei Chata'enu Galinu Me'atzenu.
So for the clause, a different...
Exactly. When you're talking about Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, there is a cheshbon. The Torah says, "V'loy soki ha'aretz eschem b'tamachem oisa kasher ko es hagoy asher lifneichem." And if you are dealing with the yochid, you cannot say the yochid is punished for this and this reason unless the navi tells you b'feirish and so on. Because the cheshbon with the yochid is different than the cheshbon with Klal Yisrael, and the cheshbon with Klal Yisrael be'ikar is in the inyan of golus and geula. Hakadosh Baruch Hu smiles upon Klal Yisrael when they do good b'chloluso, and he punishes Klal Yisrael when they don't do good b'chloluso. Be'emes. The whole problem of trying to figure out the Holocaust. The problem is that when you don't have a Novi to tell you, so you don't know how to teach that up. This is a Yochid Zach or a Tzibur Zach. We don't know. And we are not in Eretz Yisrael, and the punishment comes anyhow. What is that all about? But one thing, at least this is how Ani HaKotun Shebiktanim understands the Pasuk in Megillah Seicha. The Pasuk says that we are supposed to examine our ways. Nach besod rachenu v'nach koira v'noshuva el Hashem. Now, there are two kinds of matzav. There's one matzav where a person senses that he did something wrong, and he doesn't know exactly what it is, and he makes an investigation. In the Gemara you even have it, like, why did this happen to me? And he finds some minor chet in some particular narrow moment of his life, and he's on such a madrega that for him, kum taza oynish. So that's where you have situations where nach besod rachenu v'nach koira is a mechayiv to do tshuva on all possibilities if you don't have a novi to tell you what it was exactly. In other words, what I'm saying is this. If it says, Amma avdo aretz al ozva mestayrosi, so you know it's al ozva mestayrosi. If you are told that it is because of this particular Aveira of Avodah Zarah, then you know it's because of Avodah Zarah. Navi is full of, this is what B'nai Yisrael did, Vayasu Sarabin Hashem, Rak HaBom Yisloi Saru, on and on and on, and that's why there was a Churban, that's why there's a punishment,
And that's why the enemy oppresses Klal Yisrael at any given time in Sefer Shoftim and Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Melachim, etc. When it comes to a time when you don't have Nevi'im, we still have the same obligation to examine ourselves. And whenever something bad happens, a person has an achrayus to examine himself, listen carefully to the formulation, ke'ilu I know that this may be what it is. That's why you have this many times in Chazal, lo'icharva Yerushalayim ela mipnei, and there are several ela mipnei. How can you have ela mipnei, three things, or four things, or five things? It's either this or that. What's the pshat? So the answer is, when there is a churban and there's no longer Nevi'im, you have to examine what did we do wrong. And they found this could have been the reason, and this could have been the reason. And that itself is a machayiv that when churban occurs, there has to be tshuva. So if we're going to ask ourselves that churban, or for that matter, many of the disasters that have happened before and after, why did they happen? There's no one who can say why it happened. No one. But if somebody asks, what is our obligation is to examine all the things that are wrong with us. Ke'ilu, that would have been enough to be mechayiv the churban. And that's the taich of nach besodra chenu v'nach chorav v'nashuv el Hashem. Churban is always a mechayiv to tshuva, and always an attempt to seek out what. But going back to what we were discussing before, in the inyan of the yochid, you always have the problem of tzaddik v'ral. You'll never know why something happens to a person that is in fact a tremendous tzaddik, and he has surim boyim alav, or all kinds of tzaddik. In the instance of Klal Yisrael, at least when they are in Eretz Yisrael, the right to Eretz Yisrael is black on white. Over and over again repeated, and again in the parasha of Ahayim Shemaya, which proves the point of the Maharal, that when you are dealing with Klal Yisrael in the plural, and you are dealing with the Zuchus to Eretz Yisrael, that is the parasha of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. I haven't said yet everything that needs to be said. There's still what to say on Monday. Abba Lamaisa, he is making this point here and many other places. He makes a similar point that when it says Lezakai says Yisrael, you are not necessarily dealing with the Yochid, you're dealing with the whole of Klal Yisrael. And the whole of Klal Yisrael has a life of its own and a cheshbon of its own, and there it's clear cut that mitzvahs lead to hatzlacha, and chas v'sholem the opposite. Now there's another thing that the Maharal Miprag hammers away at in many of his sefarim. And the yisoid that he presents later in this sefer, why do you need kofa aleihem harkigigis if everyone said nasa v'nishma? So you know what he answers? He says you cannot be toile the rotzin habayre in rotzin ha'adam. He says it in various different ways, but that's the point. You cannot make a Torah which is nitzchi contingent upon our willingness to accept it, no matter how profound and how honest and how true and how permanent that willingness is. So it isn't because tomorrow we may change our minds. It's true, tomorrow we may change our minds. So Hashem says nothing doing. This is forever. But it's much more than that. It's much more profound than that philosophically. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a Torah which hovers over us, Kofalim HaKigigis, and takes away from us any sense of our instigation, of our determination of the Ratzin HaBoireh. Bechira Chofshis, in that context, is very much misunderstood. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Re'ei nosati lefanecha hayoim, es hachayim ves hamoves, es hatoy ves hara, uvacharto bachayim l'man tichya ato v'zarecha. So a person thinks, I have a choice. So what does choice mean? I walk into somebody's house, and there's a table full of chocolates. Some of them are filled with jelly, and some of them are filled with caramel, and it's my choice. I can decide not to eat a single chocolate, I can decide to eat the one with the caramel, and I can also decide to eat all of them. But in any case, that's called choice. Torah is not a choice. I am a Jew, I am born a Jew, I even decide to become a Jew, and from then on and forever, I am bound hand and foot and obligated hand and foot whether I like it or not. And a ger, 5 minutes later, is like a Yisrael HaChoyte. He can't change his mind. There's no such thing as deciding not, except to accept the consequences. Now, a person also has Bechira Chavshis to take poison, or to jump out the window on the sixth floor. Everybody has Bechira. And the consequences of that are that he's going to die. and this is his decision. So Bechira has nothing to do with it. Nase v'nishma says, not Bechira, Nase v'nishma says we are participants in the decision of accepting the Torah and giving the Torah. What do you think the Gemara means by Mikan Maido Rabo Leoy Raisa? You know what Maido is. Maido is a technical term borrowed from Dine Mominus. A person has somebody that's oppressing him and forcing him to do something where the formality of it is going to create a definite problem for him because it is legally correct. But he doesn't want to do it. So there'll be two Edim, and the sale will take place, and he will say yes, and our thing will be kosher b'yosher. So how does he ever prevent himself and protect himself? So he's Moiser Maida. The phrase is also used, by the way, by Hatoras Nadarim. Hareini Moiser Maida lifneichem, right? But Moiser Maida is that you inform witnesses before the transaction's taking place, let's say tomorrow, that this transaction that's going to take place, I want you to know it's b'teilim v'tolim lo shvirim v'lo kayomim. V'lo yuhu cholim klo lo klo. I don't want it. And later, when the transaction takes place, and then you produce the edim that were present when you gave the modah, then the edim contradict and allow us to understand that there was no das, makna, das, kaina involved, even though on the surface it appears that there was. So that's how he protects himself. So they use this word in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos over there when they're talking about Matan Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaf aleim ha-kigigis, mikan maidah rabba le'eraisa. And the Gemara says, what is maidah rabba? Because B'nai Yisrael weren't given a choice. They were forced to take the Torah. So if you're forced to take the Torah, so you say, listen, I never intended to take the Torah. It's a very strange thing. And then the Gemara says, hada kiblu abimei achashverish. Kimu v'kiblu. And there's a whole discussion, so what about in between, etc., etc. It's the point of this chazal is not to be misunderstood. Maidah Rabba is actually corroborating what we just said. It's not a question on what we said. Because what it means is basically that when it comes to the Torah, the Ribbono Shel is not asking us. He's telling us. And since the Torah is a bris, a covenant between the Ribbono Shel and B'nai Yisrael, how is it possible that you can have a covenant forced down your throat? That's the question. But the covenant is the question, not the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs is that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't ask. So that's why it's v'hoya im shamaya tishmu al mitzvosai asher noichi mitzav eschem. And what the Maral says over and over again is that it couldn't possibly be otherwise. Because how can you expect the puny human being, Hayoim Kanu Mocha Bekever, to determine the destiny of reality, the destiny of the whole universe? The Torah is created before Briyas HaOlam, and it's Bishul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, and the emphasis is the fact that we are Yisrael almost doesn't help us. We are Baal Korchenu, the Amanivcha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, he doesn't ask us either. He doesn't ask. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, what does he say? So this idea of Lezakli says Yisrael, so what he's suggesting is that when the Ribbono Shel Olam says it's good for you, we are not allowed to measure why we are doing it because we want something good to happen as a result. And it's not just a question of Amanas L'Kavoschar, Shlo Amanas L'Kavoschar. That's a misunderstanding if we learn the Maharal like that. That we really should know that it's Shelo Amanas L'Kabel Schar. Because the pshat is like this. Everybody knows that by Akedas Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Ato Yadati Ki Yirei Elohim Ato. And all the Mepharshim ask, he should have said, Ato Yadati Ki Oyev Hashem Ato. Yirei Elohim is a much lower madrega. The answer, says the Netziv, is that when you are such a Yorei, Ava is a tremendous madrega. But without the Yorei, Ava is not such a madrega. You know why? Because Ava puts you in the driver's seat. I want to take care of you because I'm mismali gaguim. I'm mismali hergation. But it's my hergation. What if you don't have those hergation? Then I don't. But it's not up to your hergation. That's the whole point. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wants the Yira, and on top of the Yira there should be Ava. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Avraham Avinu does not ask, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the Netziv says, We've been through thick and thin together. Ribbono Shel Olam, I've always done your bidding. Ribbono Shel Olam, I was Mekadeshen Shemayim Barabim. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm spreading your fame throughout, your name and fame throughout the world. Why this? And anyone that has that kind of intimacy with the Melech, of course, is going to use that Hishtadlus. It's only a person who has no connection to the Melech at all that hopes and dreams, but knows that it's hopeless and useless to ask the king. The king doesn't even know from him. So whatever the Xera is, he accepts the Xera of the Gemara. So this idea that Avraham acted like that, even though he was so intimate with Hashem, is the highest Madrega of all. The Yira that comes from the Ohev that could have asked and didn't ask. That is the point of Kafalem HaKigigis, and that's the point of the Maharal over and over and over again. Our responsibility to Hashem is not of our own volition, even as the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to want it very desperately. Says the Maharal, one more nekuda here. You should not look at mitzvahs except as gzeiros. And don't measure the mitzvah by what you get out of the mitzvah. Even mitzvahs that you get plenty out of them. And this chiluk then is always made between chukim and mishpatim. The Maharal says, in a sense, it's an artificial chiluk. Because every mitzvah, in the end, in the final analysis, is a kafa aleihem hakigigas mitzias. Now, it could very well be. You have this all the time. The doctor prescribes a medicine. You don't like taking medicines. And you don't like listening to the doctor. So you decide that you're not taking the medicine. So if a person is old enough, it's taka nebuch up to them. But if a person's young enough, so the parent insists, and if necessary, shoves the medicine down the child's throat. And the child is screaming, and it's a whole asik, it's a whole scene, it's a whole thing, and everybody's upset, and it's very unpleasant. But the bottom line is that it has to be. But in the end, what is it? It's a tremendous taiva to the child. Aya fashteknish, and aya vilnish. It doesn't matter if he doesn't understand that he doesn't want, because you know, and you know that he needs it. And he needs it desperately sometimes. And you'll do anything in your ability to force that medicine down. If you can, by ruse, you'll put it in the porridge, in the soup. If you can't, you hold his mouth open and the mother sticks it in. This is my simchol yeh. What is the pshat? The pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Maharal gives you it and forces you to take it. Of course it's good for you. But it's not telling you whether it's good for you. Because he's not asking you, he's telling you. And then it happens to be that it's good for you. And the Maharal demarcates this so strongly that it's almost not toli zebozeh. It's a pella how much the Maharal weighs heavily on the side of gzeira. Where does the Maharal do it? So let's take a look. The Maharal starts with the famous Chazal in the Gemara Nein Oimdim Daflam and Gimel Amid Beis in Baseches Brachos. Everybody knows this Chazal. Al Ha'oimer Al Kansipa Yagiyu Rachamecha Val Toiv Yizoche Shmecha Moidim Moidim. Different things that he could say in his tefillos to Hashem. Mishaskin also. What do you do? You stop him dead in his tracks. You force him to stop. I mean, it might sound like a shliach tzibur. Mishaskin, I say. The Gemara says, Bishlam ha-maidim, maidim, mechzik yishnei rishuyas. And you can't say maidim twice, because if you say maidim twice, it sounds like you have two authorities. One you maidim to, and the other one you maidim to. It's the kfira. It's a mice of an emun in Hashem. The achdus of Hashem is threatened. So the Gemara says, Al tov yizoch ha-shmecha nami. Because it sounds like, Kishem shem v'orchem, we say, Al atov, kach mevorchem al ara. And here he's saying, Al tov yizoch ha-shmecha. Rabban Shem, when you're good to me, I'll remember you. Mashma, that if you're not good to me, then forget it. And that's wrong too. So the Gemara says, it's crystal clear, it's self-evident, why maidim is no good, and why Al tov yizoch ha-shmecha is not appropriate. But what's wrong with saying Al Kansipa Yagiyu Rachamecha? What's wrong with that? My time aloy. So there's a machloikas pligi batrei amayroi b'ma'arava. In Eretz Yisrael, Bavel was always to the east, and when they're talking about Eretz Yisrael, they use the word ma'arava. So pligi batrei trei amayroi b'ma'arava. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida. Chad Omar mipnei shematil kino b'maisa breishes. That's a parsha b'fnei atzma. You know, everybody's going to be jealous of the birds. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven and Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida. Chad Omar mipnei shematil kino b'maisa breishes. Chad Omar mipnei sha'oisa midoisav rachamim ve'enom elo gzeiros. This first expression, this first explanation, I don't know how many talk about it, but the second one opened up an entire
collection of Mefarshim, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Maharal, everybody in between weighs in on this statement in Chazal. Because it is obvious that here lies a fundamental yesod of Emunah and Havonah in Maaseh Hashem and in Derech Hashem. So the Maharal brings it and he writes, the mashma ki a mitzvah zois tziva Hashem yizbarach mitzad shehu merachem al kan tzipar ubozeh oisa chiluk upirut bein hanimtsoyim ad she'ein ha'olam echad ki loma yirachem al kan tzipar v'lo yirachem al minim acheri devada im heim gzeira shegoza b'chochmosoi kach ein zekushya ki kach in yonak gzeira shegoza b'zeh dafka v'loi ba'acher k'mo sh'aminim mechulokim ba'atzmam shezeh min zeh v'zeh min acher. Does anyone have a question why a bird is a bird and a cow is a cow? You'll ask a question, why are birds birds and cows cows? It's a meaningless question. So when you speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiros, you can't ask questions why here and why not there. Because the definition of gzeiros is that it's l'mala mimen. B'mufla mimcha al tidreish, b'mufchus mimcha al tachkalibecha. That is the yesoid of the Maharal over and over again. But he begins with the Rambam and the Mor and the Nevuchim, and then he continues with the Ramban, because he wants to show you, not that he knows these mefarshim, he wants to show you that his approach, even though he's much later and everything, but he's so confident that he has Arois Klar, what this whole idea is, that he's willing to come into Parsha of looking at this Chazal, even though there's already a Rambam and a Ramban. So he brings the Rambam and he says, Kitam Shiluch Hakanki Abeitzim Shesheicheves Imam Aleyem V'Efroichim Hatzrichim L'Imam Al Aroiv Yiyesibo L'Haniach HaKoyl Kima Shaloikech B'Aroiv HaPa'amim Eino Roi L'Achila V'Im Eilu HaTzor Tzorim Hanafshim Chosa HaTorah Aleyem B'Behemis V'Oifos Kol Shkeim B'Vnei Odom. So he says that when you take Eim Al Abonim, you're really not getting too much benefit out of it. Because he knows that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us the Bria, La'avdo L'Shamra. But we have the right to take from it, to eat, and so on. So what's the problem? The Teretz is, he says, it's almost Bal Tashchis. It's almost for naught. Because what are you going to get out of this little Beitzim Lach, this little Efroichen Lach? What are you going to get from that? So basically, you're causing them tsar without any human gain. So then he asks, but wait a minute, doesn't what I just said contradict the whole idea that Chazal said in Maseches Brochos, Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagir rachamecha mishaskin oisai? So he about tiksha al amor ha'omer al kan tzipor yagir rachamecha. Ki hu le'echod mi beiz deyes asher zocharnu ratzal oimer, das mi shechoshev she'ein tam la'toyra, el ratzin ha'boyri yizbarach. Va'anachnu nimshachnu ad ha'deyo ha'beiz, ad kan. So he says an amazing thing. He says that there's a machloikus about whether that is so, whether Mishaskin also Megabe this point. And not everybody is maskim that you can't feel that this is the rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a machloikus about it. And he says, we are noited to the other side of that machloikus. But the idea itself, you can't be matulkina ben abrius, whatever that exactly means, who's going to hear you? You create differentiations that Hashem cares about one bria more than another. But who's going to know? The chicken's going to know that you don't care as much about him, or the cow's going to know that you don't care as much about him. That's a different story. What's that all about? Matulkina. You know very well that the Chazal had a very profound a sense of almost humanizing the bria in order to teach us certain modes of behavior. He doesn't want to do the makkah of dam himself because the Yor saved him. Nu his vas mayin shmita etzlasina. This is the ratzna bayre, and now you have to accomplish something, and it's a very positive thing. And you're helping the Rebbeinu Shlom, you're helping Klal Yisrael, and you're producing an oisin on my face. What's the problem? It's here too, matulkina, because you're not supposed to be matulkina. So you can't use formulas of hatolas kina. But the kitzur, the Rambam says that there's a machloika. So Emes says the Maharal ki yesh lahafli hafli vafel al dvarim elu loymer al mishne shnuya belim. It's repeated in another Masechta. He doesn't mince any words. He says, how can the Rambam say such a thing? So, geendik mit dem Rambam, fort mit weiter to whom? The Ramban. Ramban zal bepashitzki seitze, herich ma'id binyin zeh. Va'oma, itam shiluach hakein, shaloi nis achzeh.
that we shouldn't become achzorim. Why does it say oisayv benoy lo yischatu b'yom echad? To teach us not to be achzorim, not to be cruel. V'zedaitoy b'mitzvah shetziva Hashem yizbarach lo om asher bochar likvoya bohem midos toivos lahetiv lahem mibli shehu yizbarach mekabel dover toivah mizeh rak lahetiv lanu zehu yisoy daitoy ve'im ki ein roi lahasig al arav hagodol zal. It's very interesting. All of a sudden, he says ein roi lahasig, because you see that idea in the Mor Nevuchim, he can't tolerate the chla. This is something. He says, but mikom kam torahi lilmud on the tzrichim ki gam bazeli nochadaiti v'lo yishok daruchi bekirbi. I can't really handle this approach either, he says. Kilo yeturitz lamanda amash lo yatul kino b'mayse breishu shal yasachilu kapirud bein animtsayim shetziva shalonis achzer imzois v'lo yitziva imzois. He uses the marshal of the other day, which I'm not going to explain how he formulates himself here, but what did he say? He said, I don't understand. If we want not to be misagzer, there should have been 200 mitzvahs that tell you how to deal with behemoths of all kinds in all different matzavim and teach us how we're supposed to behave so that we should learn not to be misachzer. Now apparently the Ramban would answer that all the Ribbono Shel needs to give you one example and then we'll extrapolate from that and we'll learn how to behave in general. But he doesn't abide by that. He says that in the same way that the Mandioma says Shalol la'atul kina bein abriyos, how do we learn Shalol l'isachzer if we're allowed to be misachzer here and we're not allowed to be misachzer there? So it'll develop in us, I mean you should forgive me for projecting, but it'll develop us an Audubon society fondness for birds. That's what's going to happen. I mean, how do you learn Loilis Achzer? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks just about a tzipor. This is his question, at least question number one. Then he says, "Ba'osei ve'ez benoi shegam keinos en Rambam hatam kedei likvoya banu midas rachmanus shloinis achzim balichayim im kein koshya the lama asalanu b'shar baseh v'hitelanu chayil lishchay ba'osei ve'ez benoi." He says, "Look at the details of the very same mitzvah," and he says, "You see clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the same opportunity that he's rejecting here. How can you say that this is going to lead to a shloilis achzer approach when the Ribbono Shel Olam, who tells you not to do this, tells you you could do this, and it's the same thing?" It's like what he takes with the what he gives with the right hand, he takes away with the left hand. So he teaches you both lis achzer and shalai lis achzer. The Torah says yes by behema shor v'seh v'shor oisay v'ez benoy lois ishchatu b'yom echad shor and seh but chayil ayil tzvi yachmur tzvi and the baby you can shecht b'yom echad. You are allowed to.
Yeah, but one is a wild animal, one is domesticated.
So I'm not disagreeing with you. I imagine if the Ramban was standing here and he heard what the Maharal was saying, it's conceivable that he would say exactly what you said, that diber hakosav behaiva, and to teach a person shaloi lizazer, you don't have to tell him about every single nin, and where many cases it's very unlikely to happen altogether. Domesticated animals that you shecht all the time, those are the animals that you have to focus on, that you shouldn't be able to do it on the same day. What I'm trying to, and not only that, the Maharal doesn't like the idea that you're making all of these like pragmatic and practical cheshbonos. He doesn't like, he says that if there would be, you know, the Maharal is saying that it doesn't sound reasonable that one particular example and not the other, if Hashem doesn't want you to be misachzer, he should have said very simply, you can't send conflicting messages. That's what the Maharal says. And then he says, "V'kibin shetziva osanu shaloi lisachzer lishchot oisur ez benoi b'yom echad, v'mshochat echad b'soif hayom v'echad b'tchilas halayla mutar." So how about that, my dear friend?
Yeah, but... Okay.
What?
Technically.
Right. But do we... So it says, "Lo yisishchatu b'yom echad," 5 minutes before the shkia, I shecht the mother. 10 minutes after the shkia, I shecht the baby. 15 minutes in between. The Maharal is saying the yesh b'zeh achzorius yoser mi'echad shachris v'asheni mincha. He says, listen. But let's say right after Leisa Shach Hashech the mother, it's a long summer's day. 13 hours later, or whatever it is, I am shechting the baby. Osir. I'm over and aveva. Lois ishchatu b'yom echad. 15 minutes the other way, it's still night, and then 15 minutes later, I'm at Ashacha. I'm not over the aveva. So you can answer if I was the Ramban. Ke'ilu, I would say the following.
The Rabbanu Shalom can never give you precise parameters because matzavim change, life changes, people change, the flocks that they have change. Today we talk about, 90% of Klal Yisrael doesn't have anything to do with Shechita. 90, 99. You have Shechtim. Who shechts behemoths? We shecht people. We don't shecht behemoths. So, and the same day and every day, you know what I mean. Malchum Tnei Chavei or Barab.
The Rabbi Yonah says it's Abizrayu of Ritzicha Mamish. It's Yehoi Val Yavar, perhaps.
But in any case, this is the answer that the Rebbe Shlom can't give you. So he gives you a model, an idea, and you're supposed to learn from that idea, and then the details are for whatever reason. You know, not every detail has to match the idea, even though there is an idea. But the Maharal says, Pumfaket. The Maharal says, you can learn from this whatever you want. But if you see the details don't match, that means that the Ribbono Shel Olam has whatever he has in mind, which you don't know anything about. And you can't keep the mitzvah for that idea because you like the idea. Of course, the Ramban also will tell you. He doesn't ask you if you like the idea. But the Ramban is telling you that there are mitzvahs that encourage you to behave in a certain humane fashion. And the emission is that you have to go much further. You're going to talk about Amalek, and you're going to talk about the Shivas Amomim, and it says that you should take Anoshim, Noshim V'Tav, Yavinir, Anidachas, and on and on and on. There are so many things that a person gets very squeamish about. And we get very squeamish about Yaakov Avinu and his taking of the Bechor and the Bracha too. We get squeamish. We would prefer that Yaakov Avinu should have gotten it directly from Yitzchak. We would prefer that Esav should be a nice fellow and say, you know something, I can't use the Bechor. Do me a favor, take the Bechor from me. But that's not how the Torah went, and that's not how the Torah worked. And if somebody wants, he could say, Milchama is a terrible thing. You can't go around killing people. What do you mean shelling gas? You can't shell gas, or you're going to kill somebody. No, so what? So it's a Milchama. Let's throw Milchama out the window. Yeah, it's going to come a time. So let's do it now. Why do we have to wait for that? The teretz is because now is that day. That's the teretz. So a person looks at the whole Torah, you get a very mixed picture. And frankly, it's not up to us to choose the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Maharal. There's no such thing as choosing, you know. But the Maharal's point, what is his point? His point is that you cannot go to mitzvahs and measure them for what they do to interpret our personalities and to develop our character. This, the Torah will develop our character. But you cannot use that as an explanation for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you this mitzvah or that mitzvah, or for that matter, any mitzvah. This is his argument. And he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. And he says, mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu, they are gzeiros. And if a person is mudar hanomi nashofer, he's still allowed to be tekeya for him. And if a person's mudar hanomi chaveroi, mutar litkoy aloi. Mudar hanomi namayon, he's allowed to be toivel tfilas mitzvah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chavches. And so on and so forth. He says, v'tam bekulam, mipnei shem mitzvahs ha-toyro lo nitnu lehonis rak lo'oil al ha'odom. Va'al toymar, ki pirush lav lehonis ba'oilam azeh rak le'toyv lonu lo'oilam abo. He says an amazing thing over here. Dim hoyo tchila tells us the following yisoid.
You should listen carefully. In the mitzvahs of the Torah, we could always say that there's schar, and even though we're not going to have hanah ba'olam hazeh from them, because mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. So therefore, when you go into the mikveh, you don't ask, did you enjoy the mitzvah of tevila because you got out of itara, because that's not called hanah. Mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. If you're going into the mikveh for ulterior purposes because it's boiling hot and meanwhile you enjoy a cold shower, that's a different story, because then your nana from the gashmius have nothing to do with mitzvahs. But mitzad the mitzvah, there's no hanah. Mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu. You don't measure the achilas matzah because you have a hanah. It's the mitzvah. Mitzvahs lav lehonos. So what's the nafkamina? If I aser a person from having hanah from me, I can still do a mitzvah for him, because even though he's getting olam haba, that's mitzvahs lav lehonos. Says the Maharal, as far as I'm concerned, even if mitzvahs were given to be nana from Olam Haba, it would be mitzvahs lehonos nitnu. Because what's the difference, he says, if you get a spiritual benefit or you get a practical benefit? But if you're benefiting, you're benefiting. But Lamaisa, we do get a spiritual benefit from mitzvahs. So how can the Gemara ever say mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu? So he says an amazing thing. It says lav lehonos nitnu means that our reason for doing mitzvahs and the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives mitzvahs has nothing to do even with And therefore, you can say, you will get who knows how much reward for this mitzvah shofar that I am providing for you. But since the nature of the mitzvah and its essence is not for hanah, but it's a byproduct that comes mitzad atzmai, then giving the mitzvah and doing the mitzvah is not an inyan of hanah. Listen, that's exactly what he says. He writes like this, Vim dover hoya kamosha pirisha rambash, shetchilas ha-mitzvah hi t'letoiv lanu, im kein lo yoya adin ha-zekach, sheyeh muta l'tkoy lo tkiya shal mitzvah, buho yomudu hanoa mimenu. Avo vaday mitzvah aleinu kemelech gagoizer al amoy, kamosha bi'arnu, ulekach omar shemuta b'chol eila. So he says, I'll tell you another thing. This is mamish, an extreme position. He says, not only if you would imagine that the tachlis of the mitzvah is olam haba, would it be called mitzvahs lehanos. But I'll tell you even more, if the Ramban's tachlis, that it should develop our personalities and make us better people, that would also be mitzvahs lehanos. In other words, what he's saying is that the aside of mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu insists, that principle insists that mitzvahs have nothing to do with their byproducts on any level, because in the final analysis, when you go to the beginning of things, to the primordial chayva of a yid to do mitzvahs Hashem, it's gzeiros. Everything is gzeiros. Next time, before we do the Kriya Shema, I just want to finish this yisoid of the Maral that he's mamish, he's on a campaign. You have no idea what it means, a campaign. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, the Maral was the most incredible salesman. He has an idea and he rams and rams and rams it, not only in this site. He'll find this principle all over the place when you start looking for it. Because the Maral believes that in Inyone Amunah, if you don't think the right Amunah, then you have a big problem. And he holds that this is one of the Yisaydei HaYisayt, one of the Ikrei Amunah, Gzeirois and nothing else. And that is, Vayitzaveinu Hashem, La'asoy says, Kol HaChukim Ha'elu L'toiv Lanu, is the Chastira. So the Maral in the next paragraph, we'll start next time with this, B'li Neder B'li Shvua. The Maral asks on himself, how can I say such a thing, that mitzvahs agzeiros, when it says, Beferush Vayitzaveinu, you know where it says that? Our good friend, the Bein HaChacham from the Haggadah. Ki Yishalcha bin Chamacha Leima, Ma'edoi Sachugim, Ma'eshpatim, Ma'eshet Tziva, Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. What do you say to him? Avodim Yilu Pa'am Mitzrayim, Tzein Hashem, Oysen Moysen Farah. Vayitzaveinu, La'asoy says, Kol HaChukim Ha'elu L'toiv Lanu, Kol HaYomim L'chayusinu K'ayom Hazeh, Utzdokati Yalonu. Well, you have it black and white that mitzvahs were given to benefit us. Where? Keep Eretz Yisrael. Where? Olam Haba. Where? Developing our midos. Where? We're eternal. All the other civilizations fell apart. This is all kinds of l'toivlan. But the bottom line is, it says beferish that it's l'toivlan. So how does the Maral answer that question? Tune in next time.